This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And thank you for tuning in tonight. Thank you for all the chiming in on the Facebook page. And that's how you get a hold of us if you don't want to call the show. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our border patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for your service to America, keeping all of us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, construction workers and bulk mail centers too, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for all the goodies we've got over there, and take advantage of everything we got there on that website. All right, joining us right now, 7 past the hour, Ms. Rosemary, the parent assessor. Hey, are you there, kiddo?
Hi, Captain. You took an extra second to breathe. Okay.
Yeah, I did.
I'm kidding. Anyway, God bless America. I'm telling you, I have to change my message again tonight. I am fuming here. First of all, though, let me say something very important. This is the first weekend I've been able to say that and be really clear with this. I wanted Mother's Day. I kind of dreaded. Some of you know why, but it turned out to be the best weekend ever. I gave all my helpers night off, and I took on praying for every single person in that basket of mine, which is now overflowing. I'm going to have to start a new system. Everybody got prayed for. Everybody. And I'm telling you, I called a couple people. So if you don't feel like you've been prayed for, tell the captain. Sometimes we have to pray again. I'll restart. But I finished it. It took all night, off and on. And it was my blessing to do it, and I did it. Nobody interrupted me. That's the miracle. Thank you, Jesus, because sometimes there's interruptions in here. There were none. And I'm telling you, between my little cell phone and me and God, you guys got, and gals got prayed over. And Dan, may I say, Dan, the man, your father, I know you think I've forgotten him. No, no, no. He got prayed over again. I know you haven't mentioned him lately. I know he did well, but his name was still in there, so you can tell me if he's doing better or whatever, but he got prayed for. If the name was in that basket, you got prayed for, and I didn't know how many. It was on overload. So we got that out of the way. I thank God, and I tell you, I sat on my remote, and I didn't have my TV. It was probably a good thing. Yes, I sat on my remote. Oh, you know what happened.
Well,
after dropping it 100 times, so I said to Spectrum, bring a new remote. Of course, he laughed.
Well, you know, when I broke mine, I stepped on it.
Well, yeah, it can happen. Of course, I sat on my, you know, whatever. But, yes, they break, and I didn't realize what was happening. Well, yeah, it happened. But anyway, it was a good thing. It turned out good for me. And with the neighbors I have, I can just say this. I know one's listening in. I was going to get to this tonight. I not only had my strawberry shortcake, I'm not going to tell everybody I didn't get them, but I got a book because that's my favorite thing. She, if you're listening, Gail, yeah, I got a book called Keeping Faith. It is loaded to the hilt with quotes on faith by everybody. You're going to be surprised, even some movie stars. And I don't have time to do that tonight, but boy, we got enough to cover the whole gamut of the month off and on. When if ever there's a night I don't have anything to say, and I don't think that's ever happened, but it may. But there's things you'd love to hear. They're very, very, very good. And I just love her for that. She knows exactly what to give me. It was wrapped all in a bow on my shelf for Mother's Day. So I do have good neighbors. I'll tell you, Captain, this place is really, we have a great manager, too. You know, it's just, to thank God we've had years of, anyway, I don't need to go, but anyway, Dan, and also, if any of you asked for prayer, I want everybody to know this. And by the way, Captain mentioned many of you, your names. I don't have time tonight, but I got them. And by the way, you are so loved. There will be a couple shout-outs this weekend. Every one of your names are already on that, and I'm going to add some more. We're going to keep those blessings going because I have found out through people that contact me, yes, they work. Yes, they work. We're going to keep them coming. We're going to keep them coming. That's all I'm going to say. Okay. So, okay. I got a little problem with somebody. And I'm livid over it. In fact, I'm dropping all my flashlights. That's how nervous I am. I don't want to talk bad about anybody. But our little Michigan Muslim there, how dare she?
Congresswoman Tlaib?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, Captain, when I was a teenager, I mean, I think I was never a teenager. I was always a grown-up.
Well, just a couple years ago.
That's right, a couple years ago. I can vividly remember, and I don't know how I got the book because it wasn't in school. They wouldn't show this. I'm a speed reader, always have been, but this was easy, had a lot of pictures. I saw what they did, and I learned what the doctors experimented and tortured these people. I was so into that. Why, I don't know. I guess I wanted to know. And so help me, that has never left me. And to think that man can do this against another human, I have never understood to this day. I don't have that kind of evil in me. I don't care how much. And I still don't get it, but I tell you, that's why we're fighting so hard. We never want socialism, communism, Nazism, call it what you want. Never, never, on my watch or the captain's, we're fighting it. That's what we're fighting against. Captain, I still see those pictures and read the horror stories. And I remember weeping so much I couldn't even talk to my own parents about it. I was so young. How would anybody know that I felt that so young? How could we have put people through the things that I read?
But well, the people she continues to refer to, Tlaib and Ayok and Omar, with the anti-Semitic stuff, they're the ones that are the anti-Semitics. They are.
Oh, not only that, I'm going to tell you, and I want to say this as a Christian, American Christian, I don't like to judge anyone. But the karma you're putting on you for those, you don't even need to be in Congress. You're not American, and I'm just going to leave it at that. You don't belong, it certainly don't belong in Congress. Anyway, sorry for that. We'll have an upbeat message tomorrow night for everybody. God bless you all, and I'll talk to you all tomorrow. Thank you, Kevin.
All righty, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. By the way, when I come back, I'm going to get up on my soapbox, and I'm going to let you know what I think about all this nonsense going on. You might want to stick around for that one. It's going to get interesting. I'll be right back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my very good friends over at the United States Concealed Carry Association, known as USCCA. Now, you know that you can carry with confidence, and you know that you'll also have life-saving training and education on your side if you become a member of the USCCA, because they're constantly sending out training videos for you to take a look at. And, oh, by the way, USCCA has a very large contingent of instructors all across the country. All across the country. So go over to USCCA.com. Now, you can do that two ways. You can go through my website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, and click on the logo link that's there, because by going that way, you'll get a chance to sign up for the free gun a day giveaway, number one. And number two, you can also check out what becoming a member would mean, because you'll qualify for $474 worth of free stuff by joining and becoming a member of the USCCA. Now, questions will always be answered there for you, whether you're a member or not. So feel free to contact them by going to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, clicking on the USCCA logo link. Now, I'm getting up on my soapbox, and I got to. I have no choice in the matter, because the Democrats' objection to President Donald Trump is just not merely a political opposition move. This is something very different. Many of us who've been around for a while are going to say they've never seen such determination and persistence to rid themselves of a president. It's reminiscent of the election of 1860, if you know your American history, and that did not end well. Democrats right now are running scared. They've lost control of a government that was supposed to have protected them. Their protection now is either buried within the swamp or in the mainstream news media. And now that the truth is getting so close, too close, way close, they need cover, and they need it quick. Democrats don't want to talk about the crisis at the border. They want amnesty. They're not responsive to China's growing threat, nor do they want to talk about their promise that abortion would be safe, legal, and rare. And the country hasn't seen the strong economy that we've seen in over 50 years, and they show no interest in that either. What they do care about, what they are focused on, is cloaking the illegal activities of Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and others, and the efforts that they employed to try to prevent Donald Trump from being elected and then staying in office. It started as an attempt to protect Hillary for her shenanigans from the State Department. That is, illegally exonerate Hillary from any wrongdoing. When they decided there was a chance, however small, Trump would be president, they resolved to somehow get insurance in the form of framing Donald Trump. When Trump won, they resorted in an attempt at a political coup d'etat for crimes that never even existed. They must get rid of Trump or suffer the ordeal that surely will come because their days are numbered. Trump was not supposed to win. The Democrats' illegal activities were going to be buried forever, never to see the light of day, and they were sure of it. The media told them. The polls told them. And with that insurance came recklessness, chutzpah, if you will, as the Jewish people like to call it. And they convinced themselves they could get away with it. It makes Watergate look like a bunch of amateurs. And their attempt at impeachment began before Trump even became president. Jerry Nadler was on the record before Trump got elected that he was going after him for impeachment. They knew full well what a Trump presidency would mean. They knew that many of the actors now have either been fired or resigned, and their list of friends in high places is starting to grow thin. Behind the verbal attacks coming from the Democrats, folks, the hearings, the investigations, the endless political maneuvering, is a series of diversions and a massive cover-up never seen before in American political history. And spying on the Trump campaign has been well established and confirmed in at least two occasions. The first is the infamous dossier, because back on October the 21st, 2016, the FBI used an unverified opposition research paper from an opposing political party to obtain a warrant from a secret court to spy on the Trump campaign. And they never bothered to tell the court who paid for the research. They didn't even bother to tell the court that the Democrats hired the Perkins Coie law firm, that hired Fusion GPS, that hired the former British MI6 agent and former FBI informant Christopher Steele, who was fired by the FBI for talking to the press after being ordered not to, and who also told the FBI and the Justice Department that he was desperate to stop Trump. Now, Comey recently denied in an interview that the FBI does any kind of spying, yet the New York Times has reported that spying does indeed and did in fact occur, not once, but at least twice. Now, it's been reported just last week that the FBI sent an investigator, pointing as a campaign assistant, to meet with a Trump aide to the campaign. And don't overlook the FBI, via Peter Strzok, who ran the phony Clinton investigation and the Trump-Russia investigation, who told his fellow FBI agents that they needed an insurance policy against Trump and assured his fellow agent, Lisa Page, "Don't worry, Lisa, we'll stop Trump." Remember that quote? It happened. And this Attorney General, William P. Barr, called a retread by Democrats, has said that he's going to get the truth out, received a contempt vote by a Democratic House Judiciary Committee for his trouble, noted that the left-leaning law professor Jonathan Turley addressed the efforts by the House and noted that the House has the weakest possible contempt claim against Barr. And as the DOJ gets even closer, as the clock ticks, expect the Democrats and the mainstream media to get even more vile, if that's possible. Yes, Donald Trump is a dealmaker, but he's not a fool, folks. And if you try to destroy him, be ready for the incoming. And that's probably why the Democrats are in an all-hands-man-your-battle-stations mode. The truth is getting close, very close, too close for the Democrats, and they aren't going to be able to stand the heat. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. You tell me what you think, because we got a bunch of emails last week from some people that responded to my comments about some things that I said. Let's see here. TJ in Austin, Texas said, many, many years ago, I'd read a magazine called Mad Magazine, and I simply thought the people who put it out were nuts around drugs. Now, if you read the mainstream newspaper, there's plenty of it out there. Call it weirdness, call it what you want, but politics of today is way weirder than ever reading Mad Magazine. Well, thanks, TJ. And then we've got one from OTP in Dallas, Texas. I don't know what that stands for, but OTP in Dallas, Texas says what? Me worry? That was the quote from Albert E. Newman in Mad Magazine. You bet they're going strange these days. They don't even know what planet they're on. Well, thank you, OTP. And then from Steve in Denver. Steve in Denver sent me this response. He said, I cannot believe how accurate you've been in your description of what's going on, Captain. I think back to the early 50s and how we were at that time. Only it was some sort of weird rumor. My elders at the time thought it was stupid. The present version, the newspapers, reporter, politicians, pipe dreams, 1984, the book, all the things they said that were going to happen. But guess what? It's actually happening right here in front of our eyes. The actual moron reporters and politicians are the ones that are on the same team trying to put it over on the Americans, and we're smarter than they are. Vote the bums out, 2020, Donald Trump. Okay, thank you very much, Steve. And here's one last one from Greg in Seattle. I'm going to save the rest for later in the program. Greg in Seattle says, if you're a man and you want to become a woman, just start thinking that you are one, because everybody's then obligated to go along with your whim and your new name. Whew. Whoa. Greg. Heavy stuff. And by the way, what's accepted today was deemed insane just a few years ago. Think about it. That's scary, isn't it? And I'm not telling you anything you don't know. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. And here's one that just showed up from WP. WP's in Albuquerque. Drives for Creek Carriers. Says, Captain, sad, ain't it, that we're talking about this kind of stuff right now? Vote Trump 2020. Keep America sane again. Well, I got you on that one there, WP. Thanks a lot. And drive safe out there. You'll have some pretty clear sailing whichever way you're going on Interstate 40. And, yeah, that's my soapbox rant for the present hour here, but we'll get some more stuff going here, I'm sure, as the night rolls along, because this is just craziness that we're going through. Craziness. And oh, by the way, before we have to take our break, the United Arab Emirates says that four ships were targeted for sabotage by possible proxies of the Iranian government. Two ships were damaged in sabotage. They were both Saudi Arabian registered oil tankers. Neither one has been sunk. No one's been hurt. But there has been significant damage done to both ships, and they are returning to a safe port right now to check out the repairs and see what needs to be done. We'll get into all that as we roll along here during the course of the evening. Denise Simon is working on checking on that. Don't go anywhere. I'll be coming right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Heavy rains are sending rivers out of their banks in much of the South. More than 2 inches of rain fell for Mother's Day in New Orleans. A state of emergency has been declared in parts of Mississippi. WLOX TV reporter Hugh Keaton.
Saturday afternoon, the rising water forced residents in the Mill Creek RV park out of their homes. With water rushing in, about a dozen residents were rescued.
They just overtook the park. I lost everything.
Across the county, officials estimate around 30 people had to be rescued. On Highway 49, water from Red Creek nearly reached the bridge and topped several campers. Wiggins Fire Chief Jody Hatton says he's seen flooding in areas that don't usually flood.
And people weren't prepared for it.
The floods caused more than 20 road closures around Stone County.
A nor'easter hitting the east now is expected to linger into Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I believe that your company has the answer, because I've been through cancer treatment and knowing what it does to the body, and oh my, you know, if that's all that medical science has to offer, there must be a better way. And I think the better way is knowing what to eat and getting it. I do notice that I have less inflammation. I feel like when I'm taking Balance of Nature, I'm getting fruits and vegetables more than what I would ordinarily get. I like when I open up the bottles. You can really smell the fruits and vegetables. I mean, I know I'm getting fruits and vegetables.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch, and it is brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy's got a class coming up in a couple of weeks, the 31st of May, and if you want to get in it, now's the time to do it. Let's listen to what they have to say.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals, especially my listeners at MacDill Air Force Base here in Tampa and the dozens of other bases across the U.S., Moody Air Force Base up there in Valdosta, Fort Benning, Georgia, Fort Knox, Fort Leavenworth. I can't even think of all of them right now. And out there in Texas, because we've got a whole bunch of military bases where our show is heard, and we've done that on purpose. There is an important date coming up here for your future and your career, namely Friday, May the 31st. Now, that's the next starting date for the National Aviation Academy classes, both in Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. And you've been hearing me talking about the National Aviation Academy for several years now. National Aviation Academy has helped hundreds of vets make the transition to an aviation career into the private sector, and they have a team of specialists that can help you with your career separation plan. Now, the top 10% in aviation maintenance mechanics also make well over $80,000 a year, so what the heck are you waiting for? And for more information on their statistics and upcoming classes, go to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Use your GI Bill, civilians. They also have school financing there for you. And the number to call if you want to find out more up close and personal, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Tremendous opportunity for your career to jumpstart your career or to just get it off to a running start. Well, our President Donald Trump has seen enough of Patrick Shanahan to know that he likes what he sees, so therefore he's nominated him to be the next Secretary of Defense. Mr. Shanahan, of course, comes from Boeing. Now, there may be a bit of a problem in the Senate trying to get him ratified because Boeing has been in the news lately for a lot of the wrong reasons, and we'll see what happens there. But I'm sure the Democrats will try to make something out of that. But Mr. Shanahan should be up to the task of getting through the the proceedings, if you will. And the Pentagon is going to release a new annual report on active-duty military suicides this year. Now, it's one that will provide complete data for 2018, as well as a first-ever look at suicides amongst military family members, something that has not been discussed before. And needs to be, because it's not just the active duty military that are doing harm to themselves, it's also members of their family. Now, about a dozen companies have been chosen to work on up to $5 billion worth of construction projects on the border wall. The awards come a year after requests for bids were first put out in response to the January 2017 executive order to secure the southern border. So says Bobby Petty, who is a spokesman for the Army Corps of Engineers, which is overseeing the project on behalf of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. And it should be noted that the Department of Defense said that they came up with another $1.5 billion for the border wall, which will be used as well for money to be spent on the border wall. And President Donald Trump is urging Iran to give him a call. He said the United States and Iran could make a fair deal if Iran just merely wants to talk about it. Right now, Iran doesn't want to talk about much of anything because they're demanding all sorts of things, thinking that they're in charge of the discussion at hand, and they're not. They're not. The sanctions against them are fixing to get a lot tougher, which may be why there was action last night against four ships. Only two of them succeeded. We understand there were explosions on two of the ships. That's all I know. I know there were no injuries, no fatalities, but there was damage done to both of the ships, oil tankers, Saudi Arabian registry. One was headed in to pick up oil to go to the United States and the Persian Gulf, and the other one, we're not sure what it was doing, but both of them now are headed to a safe port to be examined further to see what needs to be done. And House appropriators advanced a $228 billion budget plan to fund the Department of Veterans Affairs and various military construction projects next fiscal year, adding even more money to the veterans programs than the White House had requested. And that's a good deal. That's a good deal. Also, the United States Navy amphibious assault ship, the USS Kearsarge, and a Marine Expeditionary Unit has transited the Strait of Hormuz after the Pentagon already dispatched a carrier strike group and an Air Force B-52 bomber task force to the region amongst tensions with Iran. We understand another ship has gone into the area, the USS Arlington and its battle group also going into the area. If we're not doing anything else, we're certainly letting the Iranians take a look at what massive power can do in their backyard, because we will be, looks like, in the Persian Gulf and maybe out in the Red Sea if things are working the way that we think they are right now. Although we are not normally allowed, and when they go into battle mode, we won't even know where they're at because they won't tell anybody. They'll go to the last known position, which in the case of the USS Abraham Lincoln, I think is the Red Sea. And it's in the Red Sea earlier than was planned at the direction of the White House. So they sped up, apparently flank speed, and they got to pretty close to where they're going to be faster than what they were reportedly supposed to do. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Now, in other news, not to be left out of the mix, Venezuela. The Venezuelan acting president, Mr. Guaido, elected such by the assembly, I believe, under the Constitution, has sent an ambassador to the United States to talk to the Department of Defense military folks to find out what it is, or to ask for help, or whatever the situation may be. I'm merely speculating, but to see what kind of help the United States will give him. And though I don't know for sure, we'll find out where the beans and the bullets are going to be, because that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. Now, also this week is Armed Forces Week at Mission Barbecue. Now, I normally go there on Tuesdays, every Tuesday. This week, Tuesday, will be Marine Corps Day, where anyone who has been in or is in the Marine Corps will get to eat for free at the Mission Barbecue closest to you. I'll be at the one on West Waters Avenue. Today is Army Day, where anybody that was in the Army or currently is in the Army gets to eat for free at the Mission Barbecue. And the Navy is Wednesday, the Air Force is Thursday, the Coast Guard is Friday. But then Saturday, all members of the military, active or retired, will be able to have a special lunch for free from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., paid for by Mission Barbecue, to thank you for your service to America during Armed Forces Week. So, depending on what branch you were in, you get two free meals this week at Mission Barbecue. Army on Monday, Marine on Tuesday, Navy on Wednesday, Air Force on Thursday, Coast Guard on Friday, and then Saturday from 11 to 2, lunch with the heroes, everybody. So, put that on your calendar and make sure that you see if you can't step in and get that all taken care of. Now, we're coming up on our next military, on our next highway report. We're going to take a look at things that are going on out there. And when Denise Simon comes in, she's currently checking on the status of what's going on over there off the United Arab Emirates coast. I haven't had a chance to really look at anything since the original reports came out, but she will be letting us know. So, don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch coming right back. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go.
get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
Alrighty, by request, we played that song for the second time because some truckers out there are going eastbound and down, and they wanted to hear it. So guess what? For the guys that wanted to hear that, there you go. You had at it a second time. Thank you very much. Now, before we get to Denise Simon, I got to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss, M-A-U-S, Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive with four dealerships to serve you. Four words, all you need to know about. You serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired too, and those 911 dispatchers, guess what? You get preferred pricing, saving you thousands of dollars on your brand new vehicle. And if you tell them the captain sent you, you get another $500 off. So that's worth the price of admission. And if you want to buy certified pre-owned, you get to buy it for wholesale prices. And you also get Moss Care and pre-oil changes for the life of the vehicle, free tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Nobody else is doing it, folks. I know, I've checked. Nobody else. Now, they may do it this weekend or next weekend, coming up Memorial Day weekend, but that's when it'll stop. Watch and see. Okay. Locally heavy rainfall and a few strong to severe thunderstorms are going to continue over the southeast to middle Atlantic region into the early Monday morning hour, potentially resulting in some additional flooding in some areas, but elsewhere more heavy rainfall is expected to develop over the southern high plains, including West Texas, by Sunday night through Monday. Now let's take a look at what's going on. We have unsettled weather conditions right now in Texas, southeast New Mexico as well. I-10 along the Mexican, well, not quite the Mexican border, but Van Horn West, you've got some unsettled weather conditions, and then down towards the Mexican border too. Possibility exists for some severe thunderstorms and some flash flooding as well. And then up the East Coast, there is some rain that's winding down in Delaware and Maryland and New Jersey, and that should be gone pretty much by mid-morning or thereabouts. You got a little bit of rain up in northeastern Michigan tonight. Nothing much to speak about. You've got some unsettled weather in the central part of Iowa tonight, where you might get some storms kicking in there sometime during the day, the heat of the day. You've got some frost tonight up in the eastern section of Wisconsin, all the way from Green Bay on down towards Milwaukee. Some frost warnings there. In Kansas, it looks like southeastern Kansas, you got a chance of some rain there today. Also, you'll see some scattered rain around Arkansas, around the eastern part of Oklahoma, down in Louisiana, scattered in different places there, in Mississippi as well. Now, moving out west, everything's looking pretty good. I-90 going west, I-94 going west. Gee whiz, I-80 going west looking good, I-70 going west looking good, I-40 going west looking good, I-20, I-30, might have a little rain tonight up the line in Arkansas, but looking good down to Texas for those folks traveling to Laredo, like Catwoman and Road Dog, and I-10 going out west looking good, except for the unsettled weather that's out there in West Texas. And once daylight comes and the daylight heating takes place, then we'll see what happens. But the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our very good friends at Moss Family Automotive. Now, let me tell you about what's going on right now. And by the way, I am going to be at Moss Nissan on the 25th, Saturday the 25th, from 12 noon to 3 p.m. I'll be there for their annual Memorial Day sale. I'll have a bunch of those $500 coupons with me to hand you. Make your best deal, and another $500 comes off because you'll have the coupon that the captain gave you. And for now, when you shop the huge selection of any Moss Family Automotive dealership, you pay nothing down and delay your payments for up to 6 full months with approved credit. Now, that goes for any new Chevy or Nissan or any pre-owned vehicle in the Moss Family inventory. So you can go to a special website and check out what kind of financing you'll qualify for without damaging your credit score. It's Moss, M-A-U-S, Family, Chevrolet.com/free credit check. And Moss Family Automotive features the largest selection of brand-new Nissans and Chevys in the entire Tampa Bay area and possibly all around the state of Florida. They are the home of You Serve, You Save, and that's the program that saves veterans and active duty military thousands of dollars, first responders too. And by the way, that's 24/7, 365, not just certain times of the year. And now you can save at Moss and pay nothing down and have no payments for 6 months with approved credit. Again, check out what you qualify for at Moss, M-A-U-S, FamilyChevrolet.com, /free credit check. Make sure to tell them the captain sent you. And we'll see you Saturday, the 25th of May, at the annual Moss Nissan in Newport Richey. Great big sale that they have where they will sell you a lot of different vehicles for even a lower price than what they might normally do because it's their big annual sale that they have. Now, the news that we're going to be talking about with Denise Simon is whatever happened off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. Now, I've been sitting here and I've been watching the stories that came out initially when we first came on the air. Denise Simon has had a chance to look at them a little bit in more in depth. So she may have some more information than what I have right now. And while I'm waiting for her call, we will know soon enough. Because certainly, we have a situation, if true, where somebody tried to sabotage a couple of oil tankers and probably even maybe try to sink them. All right, and joining us right now, we've got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the latest on the UAE? I've been talking about it all night.
Well, I was just trying to look at some damage here. There were four tanker ships. Two belonged to apparently Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like there's a chance that whatever the sabotage was began in port,
mm-hmm.
or just coming out of port.
Mm-hmm.
Satellites show that there was no smoke or fire, which is kind of interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
Can't really. Everybody is using the same word as sabotage.
Yeah.
They're not necessarily using the word explosion, which is kind of interesting. So.
SRN News did at the bottom of the hour, but I don't know where they got that information from. But they did use the word two explosions on each one on each ship. But go ahead.
Yeah, well, if there was an explosion, it didn't cause, from what I can tell, fire
mm-hmm.
or smoke. So I would think if there were underwater mines,
mm-hmm.
that would have caused just some damage,
mm-hmm.
perhaps, and not smoke or fire because it's underwater.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, hold that thought because here comes the music. And, folks, I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon. We'll get into this a little bit more in depth for you. And, of course, a lot of other things going on. China's just part of it. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's headed to Russia. And, wow, Venezuela, too. Wow. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.